Guess who's Bizak? Us again. Again.
After
way too long.
You know what, though? The reason I was gone is because I was still recovering from the loss of Tyreek Hill. So that's my excuse.
He was in school. Don't listen to this nigga, bro.
Yes, I had to learn how to try to get that nigga back, but it didn't work.
This nigga's stupid, bro. Should have won his ass anyway. Fuck him. That's Sad's point. Great football player, though.
No should more kids getting punched.
Yeah.
Their arms broken.
Talk about bitch-ass niggas. Irv Gotti is a bitch-ass nigga, bro.
Oh, my God.
He's a bitch-ass nigga. That's some pussy-ass shit, bro.
You know what you want to talk about?
I just want to say he a bitch-ass nigga. I ain't even going to talk about him no more.
I never seen a nigga so hurt in my life.
He's 50, was married at the time, and still married now. Talking about a girl. Like, bro, what?
He's still married now?
Yeah, I think so.
That's tragic. How can you still be married now? And
he was married when he was doing that with Ashanti. Tell me I'm hurt. Your wife was real hurt too.
No. Hold on. I think they said that they were separated at the time. But now his new wife should be offended.
He went back to her after Ashanti broke up with him. Was like, I had to go back to my wife.
I don't know, dog.
Like, what? What
the I don't got the answers for that one.
Bro?
I mean, Ashanti fire, though.
She is, but he don't need to be this hurt 20 years later.
Not 20 years. You gotta let that go.
Nigga, mad.
But hey, you know, we're back right in time for football season. Your favorite season.
How that worked out.
Our favorite season. Yeah, how did that work out? Did we finally find time to record? did the football gods know this was happening? It's like, oh nah, we need these niggas back.
I guess
you need our fantastic takes back and our what's it called
and your terrible predictions.
Hey bro, that was last year's new year, man. I was young and naive back then.
No, you hate the Bengals. You hate the Washington Commanders or football team or whatever the fuck they are.
I think they're better off sticking off with the football team.
I think they should have just went with anything besides what they went with.
Like the Generals or something.
Yeah, but I mean, they probably don't want to just
have what if they did like the Washington Skins?
That's kind of breezy.
Oh, wait, would that be copyright? Isn't that like a condom?
I don't know.
The Washington Trojans? Yo, son, don't come on. That's not a bad name.
Okay, man.
All right,
they already got the same colors as USC anyway.
So you see, it's 1-1. The Washington Trojans, but you know, it's too late now.
USC good at one point.
Too late now. Yeah, USC. What was the last time they were good?
I don't know. They're coming back now because they got what's his name? These niggas coach from Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley.
Ah, well, so
they should be good.
Finally, imagine Reggie Bush comes back to get his Heisman.
Huh?
Reggie Bush comes back to get his Heisman.
Yeah, all right.
He said he's not gonna want it
even if they do give it back to him.
All right, y'all. So similar to last year, we looked at the NFL schedule. We made our predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Mine were kind of last minute. His were kind of last minute. So, you know, stick with the name of the pod. Bear with us on our picks.
I mean, I've been thinking about shit at least. Darren probably ain't been thinking about it. Goddamn.
Nigga, why do that?
Exactly. But
why think about it? You know what I mean? How sure. I feel. I feel like I thought more about the location of where they were playing in certain situations. Like, if they're playing in Miami, I know they're going to be lit Saturday going into the game. Or
I'm
Saturday.
I'm still worried about, what's his name? Kirk Cousins. Who? And any primetime game. I had him lose the London game just because it messed up his schedule.
The time zone?
Yeah, like, shit fucked up the schedule, so I figured he's going to lose. So.
I can see that, though. It's Burt Buzzins. You know what, yo? Kirk Cousins is a quarterback that stuck around for a long-ass time.
He's good, too. He's just not elite. Like, it's like Dak is like, Dak is the door holder for the elite shit, and he just standing right outside. Like, Kirk is standing right outside, and Dak is like the guy who's not elite, but he's like close enough where like he'll let you in the club if you're elite. If you're not elite, you gotta stand outside, and Kirk is the first nigga standing outside. So
Kirk's like, or Dak's like, how you gonna hit from outside of the club? You can't even get in?
Yeah. Exactly. Damn. But the funny thing is, he can't get in either.
He can't get in either. He just has a whole door.
Like, he's the one that lets access. Like if some of these niggas, like Joe Burrow, like really like continues to do what he did last year, he's the nigga that's going to make sure he gets in there. He's like, yeah, you're better than me. Like, if you're definitely better than Dak, you belong in the elite club. If you're about the same or worse, then you don't belong in there. That's about it.
You think Matt Stafford's in the elite club?
I mean, like, his previous play is, like, definitely, like, elite stat-wise. And then he got the title last year, so I think niggas would put him in there. Like, because he's more talented than Dak, if that makes sense.
No, like, I agree.
Arm talent-wise, for sure, and then he won a title. So it's, like, it's almost kind of pussy not to put him there. But, like, I don't feel like he, like, I don't know if he's as good as he used to be, but he won the title now, even though he's not as good as he used to be.
It's like, oh, yeah, he's good, but it's like,
Yeah, like, he's real good. Is he elite? I don't know. Is he nice? Is he better than Dak? Probably. Because, like, Dak had Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, all these niggas anyway, the best offensive line in football. So I think he is better than Dak. So I guess like he the nigga like he just got in the club, but like he don't get no bitches. Like he in a club because he around them niggas. That's them niggas, but he ain't really them. So like,
he just happened to be in the club.
He Cooper Kupp plus one. That's what he is.
Yeah, Cooper. That boy nice.
Yeah, bro.
Boy, Cooper Kupp, nice.
So,
oh, yeah, by the way, before we get into our predictions for the AFC North and NFC North, we have started our own fantasy league, so there will be fantasy shit talk weekly in this bitch.
Yeah, we're sending shots.
Also, everyone in our fantasy league are the people that actually listen.
Oh, everybody in our fantasy league is trash, except for me, sometimes Darren, and Metro.
Nigga, everybody don't do me like that. I think last year I was the runner-up just because my team played like trash that last week.
Jesus is on your side when you played me both times, and you know it too.
I don't even know what happened last time we played.
The first time was disgusting, though, and you know that.
I know I caught a dub.
Yeah, you know, bullshit.
Hey, we go see this shit, bitch.
Yo, then the non-8 team, because the 8 team league is bullshit, and you know it.
Nigga, I don't care about the 8 team league anymore.
Yeah, bro, we gonna see, man. I gotta fix the settings today, actually. Yeah, we gonna figure it out, though.
All right, but, man, you wanna start with the AFC North first or the NFC North?
We're gonna talk about the AFC North so we can also talk shit about DeMar.
Got it. So let's start off with the Steelers then.
All right,
I had the Steelers going 10-7.
Yeah, nah, I don't believe in them niggas.
And you had the Steelers going 8-9. Tell us about your theory, sir. Tell us about your thinking on this one.
Trubisky is mid as fuck, and Kenny Pickett's hands are smaller than mine. I believe in their defense, but look at the AFC. Look at the schedule. We'll go down a couple games they play. They play
the week in week two?
Huh?
You said we want to go down week by week?
Go down a couple key games for them. For the bitch ass niggas known as the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right? They play
week five. They got Buffalo.
They start off in Cincinnati.
Yep.
Week five, they go to Buffalo. They play Tampa Bay after that. Just a couple, like, you know, a couple things there. They go to Indy. They got their schedule's not like super hard. I think where me and Darren differ, the most important games is I got Cincy sweeping them niggas again.
They swept Cincy sweeping niggas last time?
They swept them niggas last time, I'm pretty sure, and they beat them by like 40 or some shit. Now they might have not swept them niggas.
Since he had trouble with one team in that conference, who was it? Was it the Browns?
I don't remember if what it was. Yeah, I think you're right. Now they did beat Pittsburgh by like 40, but they got beat by 40 by the Browns, right?
The Browns whipped their ass.
Yeah, and yeah, I think they lost to the Jets and shit. But like back to Pittsburgh, I think they beat the shit out of Pittsburgh last year. They're gonna do it again. Pittsburgh's quarterback situation is terrible. Their offensive line is mid. Their quarterback situation's terrible. Their defense is good, but they're relying on the middle linebackers that haven't proven what they're supposed to yet. So if their defense isn't lights out, they get a couple injuries. If Minka gets hurt or fucking TJ Watt gets hurt, they're going to have problems. I don't want them to lose this streak. I love Mike Tomlin. Their quarterbacks are terrible.
Should have picked up my nigga Malik Willis.
Shit. Just baby hands over there and Mitch bitch. I don't believe in them niggas. 8-9. That's still not terrible, though. And the AFC, nah, where you got to play, like we said, you got to play Cincy twice. You got to play the Browns twice, and one at a time might be with Deshaun. You got to play.
You got to play the Ravens twice.
Play the Ravens twice. You got to, like we said, they got to play the Bills. They got to play Tampa Bay. Like, these aren't easy games. Like, we don't think New Orleans is going to be great this year. They could easily lose that game. Like, I think, I'm not saying they're going to lose it. I have them losing to Las Vegas. So,
do I have to lose in the Vegas?
No, you got them beating Vegas, but they could easily lose that game.
They could definitely lose that game easily.
So it's like, I don't want this to be like a hate on Steelers bullshit ass podcast, but this is a tough division, tough conference, and that's why I got them 8-9 with the either Mitch Trubisky or the rookie quarterback.
But the main reason I have them beating Vegas is because that's week 16 in Is it in Pittsburgh? Yeah, in Pittsburgh. It's going to be brick. And in Vegas, they play in a dome. A nice-ass dome, too.
Yeah, Devontae Adams is going to have 12 catches for $140 and two touchdowns.
And an L.
No, he's not.
He's taking an L with him. I picked the Steelers to go 10-7 just because I feel like
that still defense might not make the playoffs.
Definitely not. I mean, it could, but we'll see. I think three teams out of the AFC West are going to make it to the playoffs, though.
AFC West, yeah.
Who?
You said the West, right?
Yeah, the AFC West, yeah.
So right now, like, we'll go to – when we finish the division, we'll say how the division stacks up. But, like, if three teams come out the AFC West for us, that means two teams are only probably – can only make it out the AFC North. That's going to be tough, though, because, like, you got to think about it. Like, two really good teams or one really good team and one decent team could really not make the playoffs because you have the AFC East got three good teams. The AFC North got 3 to 4 good teams, right? Probably four, even if I got them 8 and 9. The AFC South got two good teams. Only one is probably going to make the playoffs. And the AFC West got four good teams.
Niggas is stacked, bro.
So it's like, it's going to be tough. Moving on to
the Browns.
Let's do the disclaimer, right?
Oh, yeah. The asterisk.
The disclaimer for me is I have them coming back after the bye week, week 10 at Miami. We both have them losing that game. Darren has it. How are you going about this?
My asterisk was if he was out for 8 games.
All right, so same shit. All right, so the way I have it, and me and Darren both have them going like like 3-5 or like. Actually, something's messed up over here. If you, nah, it's not messed up. It's good. Yeah, I think we both have them going like 3-5 in the first 8 weeks, exactly the same. Then when they come back, it's a little different for me and Darren. But we both had them losing to Miami. Deshaun's first game in like a year and a half, like 2 years.
Nigga, right? There's mad masseuses in Miami. He's gonna be going crazy.
It's terrible. Madness. I got them going on like a crazy ass run to get to 10-7, but still,
yeah, you got them doing some crazy shit. You got them
going like on this.
You got them beating Buffalo. Then right after that, you got them beating Tampa Bay.
Houston don't count.
Houston, obviously, that's a freebie. And then you got them beating Cincinnati. You got them winning out.
I got them losing to Pittsburgh just to possibly ruin their season because I don't want Deshaun to make the playoffs. But at Pittsburgh, perfect time for Pittsburgh to spoil their shit. And even if Pittsburgh don't make the playoffs, I think this is what I honestly think is probably going to happen. It's going to be close between, like, who I got, Cincy and that. Like, I got Cincy, like, I'll say this in a little while. I don't know who's making the playoffs there. I got three teams out of AFC West making the playoffs. And I low-key at least have two teams from the AFC East making the playoffs. And then a bunch of tiebreakers is going to decide between the Browns probably, the second team in the AFC South, and the third team in the AFC East who makes the playoffs.
Bro, you know the AFC North hates each other.
I know, that's why.
They got the most beef out of any division in football.
That's why I'm like, yo, even if I think Pittsburgh's worse than Cleveland by the end of the year, right? I got them beating them.
And I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
I got Cleveland, even though I don't want Deshaun to win anything. I think they go on a run once he comes back and go 10-7. Darren got them at what you got them at?
6-11. I don't think that run is gonna happen. I think the chemistry is gonna be fucked up when he gets back. It's not gonna be the same. Not like it was good before, but it's gonna take a long time to gel. You know what I mean?
I don't know. He won't really be with the team. It really just depends on how ready he is in the preseason. Like, even though we have this shit, because we have to do it now. Like, if he looks good, like, second preseason game, he's going crazy and shit. Like, the defense is going to be good.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if he's out for the whole year, throw that shit away.
Yeah, if he's out for the whole year, like.
Throw what we just said all out
there. 5-12.
I don't even know. What the fuck? I already have him at fucking 6-11.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you really only got them beating Houston and Washington. You could in New Orleans. You probably just take the New Orleans one away. You still got them 5-12.
Who's the backup?
Jacoby Brissett, like the most mid of backups, but not terrible.
Yeah, I mean,
we got them beating Atlanta and whoever at the beginning. They could beat fucking Houston and Pittsburgh and Washington still.
Yeah.
Like, but for me, all that shit changes. Like, they lose all those games. They go 5-12, maybe 4-13. Because I might
beat Washington. You have to beat Buffalo. That's crazy. Yeah, Buffalo bro. Looking like the best Buffalo team gonna in the league. Buffalo
going to
lose a game, though. No, of course they're going to lose. They're going to lose to the Chiefs. They're going to lose to
whatever. We're not there yet.
Nigga, we are. Bye. All right, nigga, when we get there in a week or so, we going
to
be.
I picked y'all last year to go 15-2. Don't act like I'm a hater. Like,
Nah. You're not a hater. All I mean, right, we just look a little different right now.
I'm catching heat for this hate.
What happened?
I'm going to catch heat for the Cincinnati hate.
Yeah. I learned my lesson from last year. But maybe I'm wrong. Because every time I root for a team, they always let me down.
Dallas and you don't.
Yeah, so, but I got them going 11-6. You got them going 9-8.
Yeah, I mean, I got them being who they're supposed to be and losing to most of the teams they're supposed to lose to. I mean, the only team I would say, like, you have them beating, I have them beating Buffalo. So, like, you know.
I mean, you got them winning, like, important games, but you got them losing.
I have them beating Tampa Bay, too, just for you. For you. I mean, that's not for me anymore.
What happened?
I have them losing to Kansas City. And they could lose to Tennessee. You telling me if Derrick Henry has 250 yards on their head, you're going to be surprised? Like,
nigga, that's in week 12. Is he going to last that long?
Bro, that was his first year being hurt.
All right.
Losing in New Orleans isn't a bad loss. Like, New Orleans is a tough place to play.
Yeah, yo.
Remember, he went to LSU. He gonna be there drinking all night the night before.
Yeah, he's probably gonna be wild. Him and Jamar.
Yeah, them niggas gonna be wilding the fuck out. They gonna buy them every drink they fucking want, bro. And that's why I got them losing that game. Now, I have them losing to Miami. See, like, we haven't discussed Miami yet because we're not on the AFC East. Bro, their defense is good, and they have fucking Tyreek Hill now. Like, I don't – and they brought in two good, pretty solid running backs, Chase Edmonds, and they improved their offensive line. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, they only went 8 because it's tough, but I also wouldn't be surprised if they went 10, 11. I haven't decided yet, but, like, I'm not just saying facing Miami is an auto win, even if it's in Cincinnati, because it's going to be warm. That's going to be a shootout.
Shit's gonna be crazy, bro.
This year is gonna be wild, bro.
If the NFL season is anything like the playoffs last year, I don't think my heart is ready,
bro. I think Cincinnati could win 10 or 11 games. I got them at 9. I don't think they go below 8, but I just picked, like, they had a lot of luck down the stretch last year. I don't think
a lot. My nigga Mahomes sold the bag that last game.
And the game before that, too. They should have won that game because right before half, all they had to do is kick the field goal.
I don't want to talk about it.
Bro, all they had to do is kick the field goal. The game's over. Baltimore. I got them bouncing back. So does Darren, I think.
I got them 11-6. You got them 12-5.
Yeah. It was the injuries last year. Marcus Peters, Jimmy Smith. Fucking every running back on their roster.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
It was tough. They lost Hollywood Brown, but I'm hearing great shit about Rashad Bateman. That nigga Mark Andrews is the truth.
Oh, we don't play them this year? That's crazy.
Because y'all didn't rank same in y'all division. Remember, Baltimore was like third or fourth.
Oh, that's crazy. Damn, those are always good games.
So, I mean, they play... Miami beat the shit out of them last year. They're going to beat the shit out of them again this year.
Is it Miami this year?
It's Miami. It don't matter.
I mean, I got them losing too.
Them niggas be getting after them. And I know they kept the same defensive coordinator. They were smart. They were like, yo, we have the players to play man defense and just blitz the fuck out of Lamar. And that's what they did. They said, hey.
Abusive.
They said, hey, we're going to bring a corner. So, like, if you think you're going to outrun a motherfucker, you got to outrun a nigga that run a 4-3. You're not about to just outrun a fucking linebacker. No, you're not. We're not stupid. We're going to play man with Xavier Howard and Byron Jones, and we're going to bring a player fast enough where you got to fucking pull a Houdini act. And if you're able to, then fine. If not, then guess what? Fuck you. And that's what they did to them last year. That's what they're going to do again. Even though we're big on Baltimore this year, right? Bounce back year. We both got them losing to Buffalo. At Tampa Bay is tough. I'm not co-signing them winning that.
What's good? Tampa Bay all up in the AFC North this year, huh?
Yeah, all up in the videos, man. And then we got them like splitting a couple games late, but I mean 12-5, 11-6, best team in this division. Either tied for on Darren's thing or clearly on mine. They got a lot of winnable games. Jacksonville,
they do.
Carolina.
I think them not winning the division last year really helped them out.
Atlanta. Like, those are auto wins. The Giants. I'm a Giant fan. The Giants. Like, there's some autos in here where they don't even have to remotely try. The Jets. They're better than New England. New England defense is gonna take a step back. Just remember, I said this. That's why we don't have we're probably not going to be as. Oh, we were right about New England last year. Remember, we were so right that we started questioning ourselves and took a win away.
What did we have them?
We had them like going into the season. I think we had them like 11-5 and 6 or like fucking 10-7. And we might have pushed them right back to like 9-8.
I'll tell you right now. Let me see, New England. We had them. I had them 12-5. You had them 10-7.
I was right. Like, yeah. Like, exactly right. But, like, and they could have won the Cowboys game. Remember, that was close as fuck. Like, they should have won the Bucks game. That was close as fuck. Like, the Patriots had a very good season last year. They'll regress a little bit because their defense ain't going to be the same.
Yeah, but they lost. They lost my homie, the real Jackson.
Yeah. So listen, we got Baltimore 12-5 for me, 11-6 for Darren. This is gonna be a tough division. 10-7 for the 9-8 for me for the Bengals. 11-6 for him. Obviously, that can I kind of got them in that range regardless. I got the. This is the big difference for us. He thinks, you know, it's going to take too long to get the chemistry back, which is perfectly fine. I think he's going to give them a spark. The team's too talented, and they go 10-7. If he doesn't come back, it doesn't matter.
Throw the whole shit away.
Yeah.
He's come back, throw the whole shit away.
And give the other teams a couple more wins in the division. And then Pittsburgh, he still believes in Mike Tomlin magic. I'm not saying I don't, but I got them 8-9. He got.
I don't. I just don't think he's gonna go negative.
I don't want him to. I love the streak, and I love Mike Tomlin, man. My favorite coach. So.
All right, now we're back in the cold NFC North.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? The NFC North is like I feel like they're the only teams that are actually like high up north.
Yeah, I mean, like the most north team is Cleveland outside of them.
And that's not even that far north.
I mean, the only other north team is really Seattle.
Yeah.
And they're not even north. So.
All right. But, yeah, start from the bottom?
Yeah, start at the bottom. No, you're Detroit.
Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
Yeah. Listen, I don't really want to talk. They're going to be improved. Their record won't be. I don't know what
they got some talent on their team now, though.
Yeah, I like – Jamison Williams not going to be healthy until the second half of the year. They got DJ Chark. Their offensive line is really good. Just Jared Goff is mid as fuck. I like
nothing you can do about that.
They're running backs, DeAndre Swift and anime boy Jamal Williams.
Anime boy.
Yeah, he loves anime.
Why you really?
Yeah. Loves anime. Yeah, the defense, let's be honest, man. Their defense still not going to be good. Like, they got too many young players. They're going to find out who their cornerstone pieces are this year. On defense, especially. Offense pretty much set. The wide receivers and the running backs pretty much set. And TJ Hockenson.
I feel they ain't too much to say about these niggas.
But, yeah. I got them going 5-12. Darren got them going 5-12. They'll be in like 10, 12 games though. Like seriously. Like if they went 7-10, I don't think either of us would be shocked. But they'd have to be some pretty good teams to do that. That's the only thing. They play the AFC East. That's like three auto losses right there.
It ain't something that seems doable for them. But, you know, I feel like for the Lions, they should just look on the bright side this season. Listen, you're not winning shit. But those 5 wins are going to mean a lot.
Yeah, and the losses will be close. Like, we had them losing to the Jets, basically, to get the Jets a win. They could beat the Jets. The only other team, like,
maybe they can beat the Bears.
They can beat the Bears. Yeah, you have them losing one of them, and I have them losing one of them. So, like, they could sweep the Bears and go 7-10, sorry. And maybe beat Carolina like Darren has them, but he's on crack.
I think they're going to beat Carolina. Green
Bay, but that's in week 18 with Green Bay sitting on their starters. So, like, that really don't count. Chicago. Darren has too much faith in them, and he only gave them 4 wins. That's all you need to know about these niggas. Worst offensive line in football, the Bears.
Yeah.
Worst receiving core in football. Maybe not the Bears, but bottom three.
Yeah.
Justin Fields got no help. Like, Darnell Mooney's good. I like him. David Montgomery is solid. And their defense is not that good. Like, it's okay. Like, it's going to be all right. But okay defense, terrible offense means 2 wins to me. Darren was being nice.
I was being nice because I gave them the wins. I gave them Houston because I don't believe in Houston. I gave them the Commanders because I don't believe in the Commanders. I gave them Miami because I feel like for some reason in week 9, Miami's going to come in a little, you know, lackadaisical versus the Bears, and the Bears might sneak one on them. I mean, the Bears snuck one on the Bucks last year, right?
Oh,
was that a year before?
That might have been a year before. I remember that. I know what you're talking about with Foles.
Oh, that wasn't last year then.
Yeah, that was the year before. But actually, I'm looking at this now. I definitely didn't give them this win, though. I had them losing to the Jets, and I put that I had them winning against the Jets.
People get snuck all the time, bro. It's just how it is. And that'll be that one. And then I don't got them winning anything else besides beating Detroit.
I got them beating Detroit once, and that's just because I was being nice. And then I got them beating Atlanta. But let's be honest, bro. They could lose to both those teams. Atlanta's offense is way better than theirs. Even if Mariota is mid as fuck, you got fucking Kyle Pitts, who's better than the whole Chicago team by himself. And then Drake London, if he's healthy, he's nice as shit. He's a rookie, but he's nice as shit.
He's in the pits.
And then Cordell Patterson is good, too. So, I mean, like, they could lose to Atlanta. Maybe they beat the Jets. Maybe they beat the Lions because the Lions are Lions. But we'll see, man. They're the worst team in football. Them in Seattle. When we get to Seattle,
that's just going to get ugly.
I'm looking already. I don't have a win yet. And it's week 16.
That's just getting ugly. All right.
It's either Atlanta or Atlanta. So
we're going on to the Vikings now.
Yeah.
And I had the Vikings going 8-9. You had them going 11-6. What happened?
He's a hating ass nigga.
Let me ask you, have the Vikings in the last seven years?
Case Keenum year.
What year was that?
Like, I don't know, like 5 years ago, 4 years ago?
What did they do that year?
Remember?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. With Stephon Diggs catching that shit.
They had 13 wins that year, 13-3.
All right. So in the last 5 years, they were supposed to be better than they are, and they still aren't there.
Justin Jefferson, man. Justin Jefferson, we trust.
I hope so. I mean, I gave them 8-9. I don't believe in these niggas. I don't believe in my nigga. What's his nigga's name again?
Captain Kirk.
I don't believe in Captain Yerk Yuzins. It's just something about them. I don't know, bro. It's kind of like,
well, they changed their head coach. Their GM. I mean, you're right to not believe in Kirk Cousins. Justin Jefferson's fucking amazing. Thielen's still good, even though like he got hurt last year. He's probably still gonna be good. What's his name is amazing, Dalvin Cook. You remember when he destroyed the Steelers last year? With the bad shoulder?
Bro,
he beat the shit out of them. They have great offensive players. It's just like, it's not even like Kirk played good last year, too. That's the crazy shit. Like, not even just statistically. Like, he was more clutch than he had been. Like, it's just, I don't know. I think them getting rid of Mike Zimmer is going to help them against everybody except for Aaron Rodgers. Because he used to coach mad good against Aaron Rodgers. But, like, so they might lose one more game to the Packers. Like, they might get swept. I don't have them.
I mean, I'll take that one loss to the Packers to have, like, 2 more wins anywhere else.
Yeah. But I have them beating the Packers week 1 in Minnesota and then losing to them at the end of the season.
But I don't have them beaten. Oh, yeah, no, I don't have them beating the Packers.
We disagree on the Miami game. I'm pretty sure, like, I don't even blame Darren. I kind of want to put them. No, I have them losing against Miami. He has them beating Miami in Miami.
I haven't beaten Miami for some
odd reason. Arizona, like, Darren don't believe in fucking Arizona. Don't listen to him.
I don't believe in Arizona, but at the same time, I have a feeling, like, I'm telling you, it's kind of random, but I, because you know, teams drop these random ass games every now and then, and yeah. Fucking you Minnesota is a team to do that.
Losing to the Giants, change it right now.
I believe in y'all that one game.
All right, sure. All right, so enough with these niggas. They're gonna be either pretty good or decent. That's how they are.
They're gonna be in the same place you left them at last year.
Like, they might have two more wins here and there, or in my case, three. But do we really believe that they're that much better? They're gonna get to the playoffs and lose if they make the playoffs, unless, you know, Marcus Williams appears and just misses a tackle.
We'll see.
Green Bay.
If they had pride of the NFC North.
If they had Devontae Adams, one of us might have them at 15-2. At least both of us probably have them at 14-3. Since they don't have Devontae Adams, they're 12-5.
Which is still really good.
This division is easy as fuck. I feel like they're going to go to Tampa and beat them just because they have a good pass rush, and Tampa is losing their players left and right for fun. I had to be in Buffalo because I was bored, and somebody has to be Buffalo. I have them losing to Tennessee because, you know, I think Derrick Henry, once it starts getting cold, turns into the Yeti. And this will be the first game he probably starts killing niggas. We both had them losing to the Rams because they're the Rams.
Nigga, the Rams are I don't want to say it, but they might repeat.
Darren just cursed them, but it's okay. Oh, I only have them 12-5. Because I had them losing to Detroit because they have shit locked up at the end.
Yeah, they're shutting everybody down.
Yeah, so, like, because I feel like they probably like, all right, we're either the one or the two seed. We don't give a fuck. Because the NFC East is not getting the 12 wins, even with the Cowboys and the Eagles. The NFC West is going to beat up on it. Well, Seattle sucks, but the Rams, Arizona, and San Fran are probably going to beat up on each other a little bit. And the South, I mean, I think I haven't.
Tampa's running away with that
Brady
shit.
Brady might have 14 wins this year.
Brady's probably gonna have 14 wins and like 37, maybe 42 touchdowns.
Yeah, like, nah, it's clip, bro. Like, I think Carolina will be decent because they have Baker, and I think New Orleans will be decent, right?
Is Godwin still on the team?
Yeah, he just come back off of ACL, but he just started 7-on-7 drills today.
Oh yeah, yeah. So he's primed for an MVP like season.
Yeah, you got.
Should we talk about MVP predictions?
Nah, I mean, we could do that like on. I mean, you have Mahomes, don't you? Mahomes,
of course.
What did you got? Mahomes, Brady, Allen. Mahomes, Allen, Brady.
Yeah, Mahomes, Allen, Brady, or maybe Mahomes, Allen, Rodgers.
Nah, Rodgers not three-peating, bro. Without Devontae.
But if he goes out there, has the same numbers without Devontae.
Yeah, that's gonna look crazy, but I don't think about it. I think he's gonna have a slight regression. It's not gonna be crazy.
And the only reason I'm saying Josh Allen's cause, nigga, you see that team, bro? Yeah, the biggest is stacked, wild, bro. And then the rookie they just added, I forgot my man's name. Oh man, what's his name? The rookie running back?
Oh, James Cook. Dalvin's brother.
Bro, he's out great, here, bro.
He's a great pass catcher, too. Like, that's what they was missing.
Like, bro, why? Why are you on that team?
This is my MVP ranking. I'm going to give y'all a 5. 5, Danger Russ.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's a good pick, I guess.
4. Whew. I'm going to surprise y'all, man. I'm surprised. 4, Brady. 3, okay. Allen. 2, Lamar. 1, Mahomes. If I'm going to say Lamar is going to have 12 wins, it don't make no sense to not have him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, come on. So
how many games did Lamar miss last year? Like 4?
Yeah, he missed like 3 or 4. That's when it, like, but he was playing great. Then, well, that's bullshit. Everybody remembers Lamar was playing great. How many picks he threw in that Kansas City game, bro? Like, bro, he's the reason why they had to come back.
He threw two in the first half.
Yeah, he looked terrible. He had a great comeback.
Bro, the only reason they won that game is because fucking Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumbled.
Yeah, like, bro, like, niggas, like, have, like, this weird-ass memory of how shit happens.
Yo, bro, motherfuckers forget about... Man, wait till this season, bro. Niggas forget. They forget about how shit was, man, last year. They think we lost that last game to the Bengals, like, that was, we're clipped now. We lost Tyreek, we're clipped now. All right.
Nah, I got Mahomes as an MVP favorite because he's gonna, because the narrative works out perfectly. Like, even if they don't win like 14 games, 13 games, they win 12 games, and without Tyreek, I think Juju's gonna have a good year. Sky Moore's gonna have a good year. MVS is gonna be a deep threat. I think Mecole Hardman is ass.
Loki. He's not ass. I think he has to be used in specific ways.
But you have the best coach to use you in a specific way.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see if he makes it work this year.
He's never done anything. I don't think he has like a 100-yard receiving game.
He might not.
3 years.
He might not.
Bro, like, that's a problem, bro. He's not impactful.
We got Sky Moore, though. That nigga nice.
I told you, though.
That nigga nice.
Bro. And then fucking Juju's going to cook. Watch. Juju's going to cook, bro.
As long as him and Jackson don't do no damn TikToks together, we'll be all right.
Yo, bro, I think Jackson Mahomes is the bane of my existence.
You, me, Patrick, the whole Chiefs organization.
I'm so done.
If he doesn't have any TikToks this year and his wife just chills out a little bit.
Yo, I'm not going to lie, though. It's kind of depressing that his baby's so white. And I know babies get darker.
Not that one. Not that one. That baby is white. Darker. I mean, but he's half white and then his wife is white with blue eyes. What do you expect?
Nah, but it's like his dad is dark.
His dad's like my color.
Yeah, like his dad is a real black man. And it's like.
And now, just, now you have a white daughter with blue eyes. It's all right, man.
Yeah, bro, that shit crazy. Aryan.
I mean, maybe he's having another kid. Maybe his son's going to have some darker features. Who knows?
I mean, I hope. Yeah, I mean, my son came out darker.
Yeah, he is darker than Alani, right?
He's darker than his mother.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's darker than you?
He's darker than me and his mom, bro. His face is like maybe a little bit darker than Rachel. His arms are way darker than both of ours.
Oh, like, yeah, he's going to be dark skin.
He get Caribbean black. Like, he don't get like, you know, like the difference. He don't get American dark. He get Caribbean black. Like the fucking, like Trinidadian, like glow when he, like in the sun.
In the sun.
Yeah,
hey.
Like he be looking like. You looking like all that type of shit. But yeah, no, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, man. Like, all I know is Mahomes is a good athlete. His son about to have no athleticism. Too white.
Too white.
Either that or he going to be one of those white boys with sneaky athleticism because he's black.
Wait, who knows? Who knows, bro? Yo, speaking of what?
Nah, what were you about to say? Sneaky athleticism.
I was say, speaking of children. And being athletic, we had a Bronny sighting. Was it today or yesterday?
I think Bryce is 6'5", 6'6", though. Like, what the fuck?
That
nigga was 4'10" last year. And like,
bro, sometimes you're just born with it, bro. Imagine that, though.
He's not that athletic, though, yet. People talking about, like, oh, I see more athletic than Bryce. Bryce don't he just 6'6". He don't be, like, flying.
Bryce looks more like LeBron in the face than Bronny
like,
does.
He's not athletic like Bron. Like, stop.
Nigga, I feel like even comparing these kids to LeBron is not fair. Comparing any high school kid to LeBron in high school is not fair.
The only niggas, like, in high school history that were, like, were even like that, like, nobody was like that at LeBron size except for that there was, like, nobody. Everybody else smaller than him that's like that. Like, John Wall was like that in high school. Like, Melo was like that in high school, but, like, not athletically, but, like, Melo was smoking.
Nah, Melo was OD nice.
I think Melo was like rated higher than LeBron in high school. Like until senior year.
Until he left, or maybe like until junior year, one of them, whenever they played against each other, I know that was like, I don't know who won. I think either did Melo win that game?
I think Melo gave him mad buckets, but nobody cared because it's LeBron.
Either no one cared or because he was on Oak Hill.
Yeah. I mean, regardless though, like nobody's like that. And like, I think Bronny is like at this point, because Bryce hasn't grown into his body muscle wise yet. Bronny's definitely more athletic than Bryce. People talking about, oh, Bryce has done nothing athletically yet. He's just bigger than Bronny. Like that little post up, that's not LeBron. The post up where he's like backwards putting the ball in the rim, that's not Bron. Bron never did that in his life. Stop comparing these kids to Bron.
Bron never had to. But Bryce had a nice ass dunk.
Well, Bronny.
Bronny had a nice ass dunk.
Bronny had a body.
That shit was fire.
Bronny had a body. Like that was like, I'm coming down, I'm bumming down your block and stereo bumping, shoot your shit up. He dunked on that nigga face.
Yo, this NBA offseason has been like probably the weirdest in history. It's one KD's of the weirdest. Fault. It's KD's fault, it's Kyrie's fault. And it's just like, nigga, I feel like they're gonna end up playing with each other no matter what.
Bro. Why would KD say he want to go with Harden after Harden just like was like
abandoned them?
Yeah, like there's some weirdo. It's a lot of weirdo behavior, bro.
I don't know, dog.
Shit, weird as fuck.
The real question is, how does this affect LeBron's legacy?
That's not a question. LeBron's not gonna win another title. Just to keep it funky with y'all, LeBron fans. But like his legendary, his shit is stuck in stone.
Nah, it's just solidified. The only thing you can do is add to it. But that was just a joke I saw.
I hate these niggas, bro. It's not a joke for some of these niggas though. Like LeBron about to be fucking like 38 and niggas still talking about him like bro, what is he supposed to do? Like, and Anthony, he with one of the most brittle superstars, and I get it. They're going to go, oh, there's other people hurt. Well, like, yeah, call Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, they always fucking hurt. But let's stop acting like Anthony Davis is healthy. He's not healthy either. So, like, all these niggas is hurt, and LeBron's 100 and still healthier than these niggas. Like...
It's just what it is, bro. Well, what can you do?
So it's like, and then even if they, like, you know, made improvements to make this team more athletic. They should have did it last year. They should have kept Caruso. Remember, he only breaks his hand because Grayson Allen is dirty. They don't play Grayson Allen. The play never happens. It's not like he pulled a hamstring. You could say, oh, well, he would have pulled a hamstring anyway, or he would have tore his ACL anyway. You're only breaking your hand if somebody fucking does that usually. So it's like, you know what I mean?
Bro, all I know is that what are you willing to give up for KD?
Oh, me? Or who?
In general. Because the Pelicans, they were like, yeah, nah, we ain't giving up Brandon Ingram for KD, which is genius. Fuck that. Nigga, he's 34.
Bro, nah. See, like, Brandon Ingram is borderline for me. Because, like, KD's the way better version of Brandon Ingram. But, like, the Tatum shit is stupid. Why would I give up Tatum or Brown? First of all, if I give up Brown, KD and Tatum are probably the closest thing to the same player in the league. Like, in terms of superstars, like, they have the same skill sets. Like, they both are lanky as hell, can shoot, dribble, get to the rim. I mean, KD not as much as he used to. But I'm not trading Jaylen Brown for KD. Like, it doesn't make sense for the way my team is built. And then you're going to tell me, well, I'm going to trade Tatum for KD? That's cocaine. Because he's the younger version. They're not exact the same. But, like, he's already borderline a superstar. Way younger.
There's no trade for KD right now that would make sense for the Nets. So if I'm the Nets, You sitting your ass right here. You playing this season here.
If I could fleece Boston, it makes sense.
If you could, but if Boston does that, they're stupid. Because Boston has made, like, right now, Boston has the core to win a title, bro. They have it.
Yeah, they just added Brogdon. If Brogdon is anywhere near healthy, like, he brings a lot of shit with them. You got Marcus Smart. Like, they're talking about trading Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart. Like,
That's stupid.
I get it. You have Brogdon.
Those are the two niggas, like, that did the most in the fucking finals.
Bro, like, yeah, like.
Maybe not Smart, but.
But nah. Brown, for sure. Smart made some bad plays, and, like, he got outplayed by Jrue Holiday the season series before that. But Smart still makes big plays, you know what I mean? He makes big plays defensively, offensively, even though defensively he's kind of a fraud. Like,
yeah.
He low-key just be, like, taking bitch-ass charges and. Like, he's like the defensive James Harden. Like, the bullshit-ass, like, charges and trying to get you to draw fouls that you didn't do. Faking like he got elbowed in the face when he did. Like,
I hope we can see a version of, like, an older version of James Harden. Like, the like 50% of a Houston version.
James Harden been working hard, bro. So, like.
I hope he, because if him and Joel can get that two man game going, bro, because Joel is a better version of not Ibaka. What's my man's name?
Capella.
Yeah, he's a better version of him. So if they can get that going, bro. Not even
in the same ballpark. Like, Capella, not like that.
Rare. But
it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. That's NFL. That's NBA talk, though. We got a couple months till that goes on.
Yeah, I mean, we ready for the NFL season for the most part. I'm excited for all, like, I'm excited for the Giants for my part, just to see what the team look like. But in terms of the NFC and AFC North, I mean, there's some changes going on. Overall, like, you know, everybody been talking about it already, but, like, all the receivers that change teams, right? It's like, it's gonna put to the test, like, were those receivers really as important as people thought, or was it the system / quarterback, or is it a combination of both? You know what I mean? Like, is it like, yeah, those receivers are amazing, and they'll make their new teams better, but they won't plummet their old teams? You feel me?
Yeah, this is about to be the ultimate test to see how much they really mattered and how good quarterbacks really are about them.
I think the season's
going to
be interesting as fuck.
Very, very, very.
Crazy.
Darren's
a bitch.
Andy's a whore.
And I'm not a whore.
Thank you for bearing with us.
Fuck
yeah. We'll be back next weekend.
For sure.
Because we got to do more divisions. I think, what's the next division we're doing? Is it, we're doing the AFC West and the NFC West?
Yeah, probably. That's
what it's
gonna be.
All right. Well, Andy sounds like he's in another room. So, thank you for bearing with us. Tell a friend to tell a friend that we're back. And listen on all streaming platforms, and rate us 5 stars and all the other fun stuff. Good night or good day. Adios. Hasta luego. Sayonara.
Shut up.
Ciao. That's all I got.